Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, May the 15th, 2020. I will not live in fear, even if you do. Got it? All right, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the rain is rocking and it's pouring down. In fact, flood watches and warnings in place across much of the state. That's after a complete freeze out of many specialty crops like fruit trees. It's been a rough couple of weeks. Number two, Michigan Republicans still appear to be following the ill-advised path of picking winners and losers and handing out federal money to so-called frontline workers and first responders. With so many people unemployed, it seems a bit out of tune. And number one, Big Gretchen, her Secretary of War, Attorney General Dana Nessel, after yet another day, have yet to serve papers on America's barber Carl Mankey up in Owosso to tell him his license to cut hair has been suspended. I think they're playing a game where they think they can charge him $1,000 a haircut and fines and so on and so forth. It's not going to happen. In order for the suspension of the license to be in effect, you actually have to serve the man. You know the rules. And sending it through general mail, well, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. We'll get to all of that, but I want to go to the DTE Common Sense hotline for just a moment. It is a free-for-all Friday anyway. That number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Irene is checking in. She is in Wartrace, Tennessee. Irene, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing, Mr. Steve?
I'm getting by. I'm getting by. What is on your mind?
I have an idea. All business owners should organize together, pick a day to open all their businesses in every state. They can't arrest all of them and take America back. The American people have to take this country back.
A new Independence Day, Irene. You know, it's funny you should mention that. It's something that I've been thinking about. If everybody in my state just said, you know, we're all going back to work today and that's the way it is, it would make a big difference. But, you know, they threaten people with their licenses. My dentist, for example, had thought they were going back to work here a couple of weeks ago, and then all of a sudden they get stopped again and thought they might go back to work on May 15th today, and then they get stopped again. And I said, well, why don't you just go for it? He goes, because if they take my license, they destroy me permanently. And that's true of restaurants and dentist offices and hair salons and gyms. They just take away your license. And that's what happens in a regulation state. Everybody's licensed, and then the threat is we can control you with licensing. Great idea, Irene. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed day and stay. I don't live in fear. This thing ain't ruining my life.
Not ruining mine either. Thank you, Irene. I do not live in fear. I will not live in fear. If you choose to do that, well, that is your choice. It is not mine. The vast majority, well over 99% of Americans, will never have an adverse effect from COVID-19, ever, ever. And that's the bottom line. And so with that in mind, we need to move forward as a country. And honestly, if New York City wasn't in the mix, you know this, the United States wouldn't even be in the top 25. As it is, we're only number 9 on the list for deaths per million. A whole bunch of countries have a worse rate than America, if you didn't realize that. Belgium, Spain, Italy, the United Kingdom, France, Sweden, the Netherlands, and Ireland all have performed far worse in the deaths per million than has the United States. Sweden, by the way, number 6 on the list, performing better than France, Britain, Italy, Spain, and Belgium. They didn't even lock down. Goes to show you maybe things are just a bit different. Oh, and by the way, here in Michigan, I told you a while back that they were playing with the numbers. In an effort to manipulate the numbers, the governor, Whitmer, and her colleagues and cohorts in Health and Human Services were going to play with the numbers to make it appear as if there were spikes in the numbers from time to time. Oh, we've got to stay locked down. There's been a spike. One of those days was yesterday, and I caught some grief from different people. That's not true. It is true. It's perfectly true, and I can demonstrate it over time quite easily. The numbers don't lie, but people do. Thursday's update brought an increase of 1,191 cases and 73 deaths. The problem with that is the deaths included 35 that didn't happen in the last 24 hours. So you only had 38 deaths, actually, and the 1,191 cases also inaccurate and misleading because a whole bunch of cases were added, several factors contributing to Thursday's increase. Backlog results from the Michigan Disease Surveillance System. They included cases from Garcia, which is a lab with significant presence in Michigan, Orchard Technology, and another company, P4. And results from these different laboratories and companies were being entered manually, which led to a backlog. They're now being reported electronically. And so there was this big push of cases, but they're all old cases, many of them. In fact, the daily update says there were 30 new cases. So somewhere in there lies the truth. But see, in there lie the politicians, and the politicians are lying. There was not 1,191 new cases reported. In fact, it's the first time since all the way back on April the 29th there have been more than 1,000 cases reported, period. And it wasn't even as high as that day. And so as you look at these numbers being manipulated, you don't even know what to believe because they're not being transparent about it. States like Florida were required to say, okay, here are the number of cases in 24 hours. Here are the number of cases that you have with people that are hospitalized, because that's still the important number. 1,191 cases being reported as positive is a meaningless number, completely meaningless. What means something is how many people are occupying hospital beds, how many people are in the intensive care unit. And then the other part of this is how many people didn't get screened for cancer today that should have? How many people didn't get their teeth taken care of that should have, that are now going to require a root canal or removal of their teeth because it wasn't taken care of in a timely fashion? We heard this most horrifying story out of Grand Rapids yesterday. A woman goes for a mastectomy. I actually went to the University of Michigan for the surgery. Because she has breast cancer, she gets a mastectomy. But because reconstructive surgery is considered non-essential, they didn't finish the job. They didn't do the reconstructive part of the surgery. They only took a radical mastectomy and didn't finish the job. How horrible is that? How destructive is that? How ghoulish is that? To not allow the woman a chance to be put back together. One of the most horrible experiences I could possibly imagine is to have a mastectomy as a woman and then being told, well, we can't do it. And so what, she has to go through the surgery for a second time or a third time because it's going to heal in some fashion, and then they're going to have to go back in and do it over? What a horrible ruling. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Governor, but I realize you have no shame. I realize that. And so it is. And so it is. Still to come in the program. Still to come in the program, we'll have Steve Doolin here. The economy and the issues with unemployment. We're talking about how we get ourselves back on our feet. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Back after this.
Average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investor. Advisor.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales Event is mixing it up. Right now, with the purchase or lease of a new Roxor, you can get either a worn winch, soft, full cab enclosure, or three-year factory-backed warranty at no additional cost. You're in the driver's seat of this deal, and soon to be in the driver's seat of a more tricked-out Roxor. The side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, this offer is for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com to learn more.